Continue in Sefer Chovat HaTalmidim. We are towards the end of Perek Revi'i, talking to us about Machalat Ha'atzlut VeHahitrapput Utrufatan, and the Piazetzna Rebbe Zechuto Tagen Alenu is going to begin with a story now. He's going to tell us a story, which we're not going to finish it all in one shot, but let's begin. Ma'aseh besandlar Yehudi ani be'eretz Yisrael shedar al em haderech. A story regarding a Jewish shoemaker, a poor man who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he lived at the crossroads, al em haderech. Kol parnasato hayta min ha'ovrim v'shavim. His livelihood depended on passers-by. Im yikara le'echad sandalo v'itakenehu. If someone had torn sandals, he would fix them. Im tipasek le'echad retzu'ato v'yirtza'ena. Maybe someone's straps tore, ripped, he would mend them. That was his job. Parnasato hayta metzumtzemet. His livelihood was very meager. Aval shalev haya tamid. But he was always content. Gam hu v'gam ishto u'banav. Him, his wife, his children, they were satisfied. Ki haya ha'ish yare et Hashem me'od. Because this man was a God-fearing person, very much so. V'gam et anshe beto limed, he trained the people of his household. Shekol chaye ha'ish ale adamot k'tzarim ve'ara'iyim. That anyway, life in this physical world is short, it's temporary, it's transient, you know, doesn't last for a long time. And therefore, that's not the main thing. Ikar hem hachayim hanitzchiyim asher ba'olam ha'elyon. The main focus that we should always remember in this world is the everlasting life in the olam ha'elyon. Shetit'aneg ha'nefesh bi'itkarvuta el tif'eret yekar malchut shamayim. That's when the soul will rejoice and enjoy itself in its closeness to the glory of Hashem, v'tehaneh miziv shechinato yitbarach, and will take pleasure with the splendor of the Shekhinah. U'ma yo'il lo la'ish kol hono im yitbatel et elokav lo ya'avod ve'elav lo yitkarev. What is all the riches of a person going to help him if he stays idle from serving Hashem and doesn't bother coming close to Hashem? That's the way he spoke to his family, this poor man. He trained them in understanding that this olam is only olam hazeh dome ki prozdor bifnei haolam haba. Right? It's only a hallway to reach olam haba. So therefore, even though they were very poor, but they were content. They didn't need more. Lamdan lo haya. Now, this poor man, this shoemaker, was not a talmid chacham. Aval, but kefi yecholto gam bayom gam balayla, as much as he can, by day and by night. Kol sha'a shehaya panui, any hour that he had available, lamad, he learned Torah, veitpalel Hashem, and he prayed to Hashem. Veyesh asher titorer nafsho vetitlahev meod leitpalel ulehishtapech Hashem be'en mafriya umvalbel. And there were times where his heart was overtaken by a yearning to pray to Hashem in a way that will not be bothered, without any obstacles around him. He wanted to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from time to time without any distractions. So what would he do? V'yatza mibeto hatzar u'midirato bat cheder echad el hayar. He would go out, he would leave his small little one-room house to go into the forest, asher lo rachok mimenu, which wasn't far from his house. And that's where he would talk to Hashem and pray to him and pour out his heart. Ha'ovrim ve'ashavim, ka'asher ra'u merachok, ve'hine ish omed panav bo'arim. People who would pass by and they would see from far, here's a man whose face is lit up as if with fire. Meshabeach, modeh, u'mehalel, u'medaber l'Hashem, praising and thanking and speaking to Hashem. Ki'ilu gam be'enei ha'basar shelo ra'a et hod kiseh kevodo lefanav. As if he is seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his physical eyes. They see this man praying to Hashem with a face of love. tamhu ufachadu. They would be in wonderment and they would fear. Who is this person? Aval makirav yadu kvar. But his acquaintances, those who knew him, they knew who this is. Ve'amru bevadai hasandlar hechasidhu. That's surely the pious shoemaker. Kichen yechanuhu makirav mi ben agoyim. Even his Gentile acquaintances, that's how they knew him. They knew him as the pious shoemaker. All right. Vayhi bereshit yemeh hamilchama ha'acharona. And it was in the beginning of the last war. He's referring to World War I. Ka'asher shavat kol over orach. And there were no more passers-by. So that means his livelihood is at stake here. V'nifseka gam parnasato hadechuka. Even his meager sustenance was at the brink of disappearing. Vaya'avor yom ve'en lechem. The day came, there's no bread. Can't bring bread home. Gam lo gam lishto uvanav. Not for him, not for his wife, not for his children. V'hine gam yom hasheni kulam re'evim. Second day passes by. Everybody is hungry at home. Viladav haktanim mit'anim ubochim. And his young children are fasting. And they're crying to their father. Hoi avi tena lanu lechem velo nikva bara'av. Oh father, please bring us food so that we shouldn't die in hunger. V'hine gam yom ha'shlishi kulam kvar shochvim. On the third day, everybody is already just, they don't even have the power to get out of bed. Chalashim v'homim kayonim. They are weak, can barely let out a sound from their mouth. Avi lechem. Barely, they say, please, Abba, some bread. Rak siftotehem na'ot v'kolam lo yishamea. Only their lips are able to move. They can hardly bring out a voice. Ki chazak alehem hara'av v'koach en lahem litzok. Because the famine was great. V'gam hu gufo nechlash u'birkav koshlot min atzom. And he himself also, his entire body has become weak. And his knees shook from the fast, umin godel shivron libo, and from the heartbreak, al ishto vanav, to see his wife and children like this. Vayitchazek vayetzeh hachutza. He strengthened himself, and he left the house. He went out of the house. Ishto tzaka, his wife sees him leaving the house. She calls out to him, hoi ba'ali, al tetzeh mizeh. Please, my husband, don't leave. Im namut bara'av, kulanu yachad namut. If we are meant to die in hunger, at least we should die together. Aval hu gam az lo sar bitchono mehashem. But this man, even then, did not forsake his bitachon, his trust in Hashem. Vayomer, and he says to his wife, lo el ha-mavet ani olech. I'm not going to death. Rak el Elokim Chaim. I'm going to the living Hashem. I'm going to Hashem. El Hayar. I'm going to the forest, to the woods. Leitpalel el Avi shebashamayim ani olech. I'm going to pray to our Father in heaven. Sheyaseh imanu nes v'chayinu. So that he should make a miracle with us, that we should live. Vayelech halochu v'cho. So he's going. As he's going, he's crying. Vayisay et enav lamarom. He lifts his eyes on high, Vayomer, and he says, Anna Hashem, please Hashem, od kodem shebarata et olamcha bachalta banu liot banecha. Now Rabotai, let's focus, let's hear each word of the tefillah of this tzaddik. And by the way, the Rebbe here is saying a story, and it looks like he's painting like an artist, a beautiful picture, but I want you to know that every word here in the story and in the prayer, in the words that he is writing here, it's all made up by the Mechaber, and many of the yesodot of the Torah and of Chassidut are hinted at in each word here in the story. So it's kedai to listen and to even be medayek in each and every word. He says, Ana Hashem, od kodem shebarata et olamcha, bacharta banu liyot banecha. Hashem, already, even before you created the world, you chose us, Am Yisrael, lihiyot banecha, to be your sons. Avadecha hakerovim elecha. You chose us to be your servants, those who are closest to you. Tamid dara shechinatcha hakedosha imanu ba'aretz. Your Shechina HaKdosha, your Holy Divine Presence, always dwelt with us in Eretz Yisrael when we were there. Ve'otanu al kanfe nesharim he'eleta. You elevated us. You took us on high, al kanfe nesharim, on wings of eagles. Af lamarom el zeruacha, all the way up into your arms. Ve'el chekcha kivyachol. U'matov haya lanu az. How good was it for us then when we were in your home, in Eretz Yisrael. Ka'asher haya lecha davar, dibarta imanu. When you had something to tell us, you spoke with us. Those were good days, says this tzaddik here. Lo min ha-shamayim bilvad yishmata et hod kolecha. Not only, I'm not just referring to the time when you let us hear your voice from Shamayim, at the time of Matan Torah. But not only then, rak gam banu dibarta. You spoke from within us, from within our midst. You spoke to us. Nigleta benavi ubeish mi benenu. You revealed yourself to us through a navi, from a man who was among us. The navi, Elisha, Eliyahu, Yeshaya. Hashem spoke to us from our midst. Shamanu et kol Hashem medaber imanu. We heard the voice of Hashem speaking with us. Mochiach umyasher otanu. Reprimanding us, rebuking us, guiding us. Gam ha'olam kulo chal mipanecha u'mipanenu. At that time, the entire world feared you and feared us. Ki michol basar asher lo yechat mipanei ha'anashim asher adon ha'olam shochen imayim. Because which normal human being will not fear the nation to which the master of the universe, in which the master of the universe dwells? Makif otam, and not only he dwells among them, but he circles them. Yeah, makif. So then, avdar bekerev gufam benasham, and he dwells in their guf and nefesh. So we were feared, we were admired, we were looked up to by the peoples of the world. We weren't loved too much ever, but we were admired. They knew that Elokim Chaim shochen betocham. Av Am Yisrael. Uma me'od mar lanu ata sheistarta et panecha mimenu. But things changed. How bitter it is for us now that you hid your face from us. Halev mitga'agea el kedushatcha asher nistera. The heart, the Jewish heart, misses, yearns for your kedusha that has been hidden from us. Ve'hanefesh tzo'eket. Our soul cries out, Kareveni Avi, please, my father, bring me close to you. Like we say, Karevenu Avinu La'avodatecha. Right? Hashivenu Avinu Letoratecha, Vekarevenu Malkenu La'avodatecha. Ve'en Keshev. And it seems to us like you're not listening. Ve'af b'sha'a she'mit'orer hirhur teshuva be'ish Yisrael. And even when, at times, a thought of teshuvah, of repentance, enters into a Jewish heart. Umityashev, and he thinks to himself, Halo al godel avonotai richekani Hashem. After all, the reason why Hashem is far away from me is because of my sins. Nashuv na elav v'na'avdehu. So I want to do teshuvah and serve him. V'gam hu ke'av rachaman elenu yashu. So that he, as a compassionate father, will come back to us. But Gam az marlanu, but even then it's bitter for us. Ki me'az istarta mi'itar, because you know, from the time that you have hidden yourself from us, takfu alenu kol kach tzarot rabot, many difficulties have taken us over. Hen be'inyane parnasa ve'hen bishar inyanim, whether in matters of making a livelihood or in other matters. Asher kol kach metamtemot et alev u'matridot et hanefesh. All these difficulties cause us to, it occupies our heart and our soul to the point where it closes, it clogs our heart. It caused us to forget Hashem. It caused us to not go in the right path. All the vicissitudes and all the trials and tribulations of Galut, Hamar v'Hanimhar. This is all a hakdama to the tefillah of this shoemaker. Ribono shel olam, one more paragraph. ריבונו של עולם, לא עליי בלבד, אני מתפלל. So he turns to Hashem, he says, Master of the universe, I'm not praying just for myself. Here we see the yesod also, that a person should not just pray, even when he needs something, he should do it. He should be kolel his tefillah among Am Yisrael. ריבונו של עולם, לא עליי בלבד אני מתפלל, רק על כל בניך בני ישראל. I'm praying for all the Jewish people. אבא רחמן, compassionate father, איך עזבת את בניך בעולם כל כך עצוב ואיום לבדם? How did you leave your children in a world that is so sad, in a world that is so threatening? ואיך תביט כשהם מתבוססים בדם מכותיהם ותחריש? How could you look upon them wallowing in their blood of their wounds and keep silent? אבל לא את פרנסתנו בלבד אני מבקש. But you know, it's not just about our parnasa, our sustenance, that I am praying to you, Hashem. רק אותך, אבי אהובי, it is you that I want, beloved Father. ואת קדושת מלכי, the קדושה of my king, וקדושי אני מבקש. That's what I really want. I want you. Here is the yesod where we don't just pray for our physical sustenance. It has to be that we pray for the Tzar HaShchina. And that we pray because we want to come close to Him. Karev otanu v'itgale lanu. Bring us close to You and reveal Yourself to us. Rachem alenu. Have compassion upon us. Pede otanu. Redeem us. Ushlach lanu et Mashiach tzidkecha ata. And send us Mashiach tzidkenu now, ve'na'avotcha bi'irah u'be'ahava, so that we shall serve You with fear and with love. Ka'asher levavenu mishtokekim u'myachalim, as our heart really, truly yearns and wants and hopes to. That was the prayer of the shoemaker, the poor shoemaker. So, to be continued.